Parshas Bahar commences with the laws of Shemitah. We are prohibited to work our fields every seventh year. The pasuk says, V'chitoimru, what if you say, Manoichel b'shana shviyis, what will we eat in the seventh year? Hein lo nizra v'lo ne'esav es tviyosenu. We have not sown and not gathered our crop. The Torah says, don't worry. V'tzivisi es brachasi lachem b'shana hashishis. Hashem will send forth his blessing in the sixth year, and it will yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. And the question is, what if someone doesn't ask this question? They have complete faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will provide for them during the year that they leave their fields laying fallow. If the person who lacks faith gets a bumper crop in the sixth year that will last them for 3 years, what's the reward for the person that has complete trust in Hashem and doesn't ask any questions? What's their reward? So I'd like to share with you an extraordinary insight from the Sefarno. He says, a person that receives a rich harvest in the sixth year, although it's extremely exciting and satisfying, but in a way it's also a curse, because they have to work 3 times harder than on an ordinary year, and incur additional expenses by renting more warehouses, hiring employees, and all the stress that comes along with it. A person that doesn't ask questions will get an even greater reward. They will get the same crop they normally get every year, but that crop will sustain them for 3 years. Why? Because they'll be satisfied with the crop they received. They will get the blessing of being a Sameach Bechelkoi. They'll be content with whatever they have. The blessing of contentment, that's their reward. And that far exceeds the blessing of having an unusually great crop. Rav Palm used to tell us, Bachram in Yeshiva, everybody dreams of doing a rich shidduch. However, there are 2 types of rich shidduchim. There's a shidduch where the shver is loaded and the boy thinks, I'll do the shidduch and I'll be on easy street. I'm set for life. However, there's another shidduch where the girl comes from an ordinary home with simple parents and very simple expectations. She can get by with next to nothing. The girl from the wealthy home is used to the finer things in life, and she expects that to continue, and she will continuously desire that. Her husband will continuously need to provide that for her. The simple girl will be satisfied with a simple home, hand-me-down clothing, and some beat-up old car. So who really did the rich shidduch? Obviously the latter, because the girl who doesn't need much can be taken care of much more easily. Much less pressure. She doesn't need fancy weddings for the children, a luxury summer home, 40 pairs of shoes, the latest model cars and gadgets. She's satisfied and she appreciates anything you give her. They are grateful with whatever you provide for them. The high-maintenance girl, however, comes along with a lifetime of expectations. Being a Sameach Bechelka, being satisfied with one's lot, is a great midah to have. But there's a midah that's even greater than that. And that is the attitude of Yesh Li Koil. So what's the difference? Sameach Bechelka, happy with my lot, implies that there's still a part that I'm still lacking. And I'm still somewhat unsatisfied because of that. But despite that, I'm still a Sameach Bechelka. I'm happy with what I do have. However, Yesh Li Koil, a person is saying, there's nothing missing in my life. I have everything I can ever need and desire. If someone lives their life with the midah of Koil, I have everything I need, they live a life of inner peace and tranquility. Every morning we recite the blessing of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. We bless Hashem for giving us the bracha of Koil, the blessing of Yesh Li Koil. We tell Hashem, thank you for you gave me all of my needs. How do I know that you fulfilled all of my needs? Because you know what I need. And if you didn't give it to me, then obviously I don't need it. It might even be detrimental and harmful for me if I go out and obtain it. Chassidim tell over a story about one of the great Chassidish Rebbes who was so poverty-stricken, he had absolutely no material possessions. Someone asked him, Rebbe, how do you make the bracha in the morning of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki? Hashem has given me all of my needs. You are penniless. The Rebbe responded, does anyone really know what are their true needs? Only Hashem knows what a person really needs to grow and accomplish his goals in this world. Obviously, Hashem understands that I need poverty. I need to be impoverished to grow and fulfill my mission in life. Believe me, Hashem has given me poverty with both hands. They once asked the Rebbe Reb Zusha, how can you make the bracha of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki? You are so poor, you don't even have a piece of bread to eat. And Reb Zusha gave them a very powerful answer. He said, at least Hashem has given me an appetite and I'm able to eat. Some people, Rahman al-Aslan, have all the food they would ever want, but they are ill and they don't have the ability to eat. I'm so blessed that I'm healthy and I have the ability to eat. When a person lives with the attitude of Kyle, they live a life with a great feeling of contentment and equanimity. Can there be a better bracha than that? And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.